What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back for another football season. He'll join us every Wednesday at 10:30 here on Cody and Gold. And we go out to the hotline and welcome in our Odyssey NFL insider, Ross Tucker. You can check out the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, daily NFL podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Ross, it is great to have you back on the show, my man.
Yeah, that means it's football season. What's up, boys? You guys ready to rock and roll or what?
Yeah, we're fired up, man. We got to get to the important stuff right out of the gate. You're from Philly area, from the Philly area. Obviously, you do Eagles preseason as well. We talked to you around the Super Bowl, but the big news is whether or not are you expecting a wedding invite for the Swift-Kelce wedding?
No, I don't think so. That would surprise me, although I was joking like I'm decent friends with the father of the bride and the best man. So, I'm probably on the C list. If they have a lot of people that turn down on the A and B list, I don't think that's going to happen, but, no, I mean, look, I'm thrilled for them, on so many different levels. And, I think it's fantastic, but no, I think you gotta be friends with either the bride or the groom. It's not enough to be friends with the best man or the father of the bride. You really gotta be with the bride or the groom. So I think I'm pretty confident I will not, in fact, be getting invited.
If you do, if you get a plus one, can I come along or, you know, what do you think?
Cody, you're like the 37th person that's already asked me that.
All right. Oh, yeah. Makes sense.
My sister, everybody. First of all, I'm not getting invited. Secondly, even if I did, I don't think I'd get a plus one. Third, if I did get a plus one, just so you know, if it wasn't my wife, she would cut a body part off, and I'm not sure which one it would be, but she would she would kill me. So, like, no.
Ross, let's talk a little football, I guess, other than the wedding stuff. And our perspective from the local end is that the national media has decided – the Chiefs lost one game and got their ass kicked in the last game, and so everyone's decided they're much worse or punished more for getting to the last game but losing badly than being a team that succeeded more than just about every other team in the NFL. Do you think the Chiefs' drop-off is real based on that, or do you think that people are just remembering the last time they stepped on a football field?
Remembering the last time they stepped on a football field. I am, I guess, the opposite of the rest of the media. You know, you guys said it. I have a betting show, the Even Money Betting Podcast, which is very popular. And 2 weeks in a row, my co-host, who's a professional handicapper, he thinks it's a good bet to bet on the Denver Broncos to win the NFC West. You know, obviously it's a little bit of a longer shot, but he thinks it's pretty good value. Guys, I'm going the entire opposite way of everybody else. You know, if anybody listens to my show, the Ross Tucker Podcast, I think you mentioned, Alex, I did my predictions a couple of weeks ago. I not only have the Chiefs winning the AFC again, I have them winning the Super Bowl. I think the Chiefs, I don't think their record will be as good because I don't think they'll continue this insane streak of one-score games. Their record might even be a couple games worse. I think they're going to be a better team. Yeah, I think we lose sight of the fact that they didn't have Rashee Rice, you know, that Hollywood Brown was banged up, you know, Pacheco was banged up. Obviously, the left tackle situation was not good, to say the least, with Joe Tooney out there. I mean, it's like people forget all these things that happened. For the last 10 games of the year, they're going to have Xavier Worthy, Hollywood Brown, and Rashee Rice out there at the same time. I have it on very good authority from multiple people, some of whom I might have already referenced, that Travis Kelce is in phenomenal shape and is going to have a big-time year. And wants to finish this thing, if this is, in fact, his last year, on a high note. I've got tremendous faith in Spags on the defensive side of the ball, and I have. And I think that there's supreme motivation, in particular, from Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce to make up for what happened in that Super Bowl. I think the Chiefs are going to go to the Super Bowl. I think they're going to win it.
We're talking to our Odyssey NFL insider, Ross Tucker. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. You mentioned the offensive line issues last year. We now know Josh Simmons is clearly the starting left tackle. He was available during camp, didn't have any injury setback or anything like that. I don't know how much you've had a chance to watch him at all. Maybe you watched him in college. What do you make of him? Because people are very excited here in Kansas City thinking perhaps they found Mahomes' left tackle for the rest of his career.
Well, they should be very excited. I can tell you this. I called multiple games for Simmons when he was at San Diego State.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I remember looking at him and then watching him play, and I was thinking, how the heck did this kid get to San Diego State? I mean, he was like a freshman, 6'6", 315, looked awesome, moved well. I was like, this is like the best offensive lineman in the Mountain West already as a freshman. I was doing games out there in San Diego. Then he goes to Ohio State. He's obviously very gifted. You know, it's fascinating because the Chiefs took Simmons, and I think that's going to be a major upgrade at left tackle over what they had really the last couple of years. The Eagles took Jahad Campbell, okay, who – you know, a lot of people thought was a top five, top 10 player in the draft, but he fell because of injury. One of the things I've noticed is that the GMs with more security, job security, and better teams, they're more willing to take chances with guys that have injuries like Simmons or Jahad Campbell than others are. And it pays off big time. I mean, these are like top 10 guys in the draft that they got at 31 and 32 because he didn't. And we'll see what happens. But, I mean, guys, you think about the Eagles. Landon Dickerson didn't go until the second round because he was injury prone, and he's a Pro Bowl left guard. Last year, Cooper DeJean didn't go until the second round because he was coming off an injury and whatever. I mean, the Eagles have kind of feasted on some of these guys, and the Chiefs have to some extent as well.
When you look at what they've got coming up on Friday, where are you on Justin Herbert? There's no doubt that if you created quarterback skills in a lab, he'd have most of them. But I can't get past the fact that there's like a missing element and that he's 2-11 against the Ravens, Chiefs, and Bills, which means he never beats the teams way better than him. And I don't know. It just feels like there's something off about the way he plays quarterback that you almost can't put your finger on. Normally, I just boil it down to like he's not a killer or he doesn't have that instinct or whatever it is. Where are you on Herbert?
Yeah, so I think he's a top 10 quarterback in the NFL. And there's nothing wrong with that, and that's a tremendous thing to be and for a team to have. He knows this. I've talked to him about this. Like, he needs to find a way to will his team to elevate them to win more big games and to win playoff games before he should be discussed as a top five guy. Now, in fairness, like every year his O-line gets decimated by injury, and it happened again already this year with Rashawn Slater, an all-pro left tackle, done for the year. And then even like last year, I mean, his best receiver was Ladd McConkey. I mean, there's a lot of times not a lot of dudes around him. It's funny, he went from like putting up huge numbers with good receivers, but they couldn't win, you know, close games late when he had Mike Williams and Keenan Allen. Then last year they were like the opposite. They could play D, they could run, but they could run the ball better, but they didn't really have the weapons on the outside. It's like as a team, they kind of can't put it all together at the same time. And I don't really know. They don't look to me like they've done it this year either. I mean, I think they'll be kind of what they've been.
Title contender-wise in the NFL, are there four teams, six teams? How many teams do you think, and who are they, that can legitimately go and win a Super Bowl this year?
That's a really good question. In the AFC, I think it's just the Kansas City Chiefs, Buffalo Bills, Baltimore Ravens. You know, I can't see the Texans taking that far of a step. I guess I would say if there's a team that can crash the party in terms of, you know, getting to the AFC Championship game, I would say it is the Denver Broncos. You know, if Bo Nix takes another step, they have a really good O-line. They have a really good defense. I don't know if he's going to be good enough to ever beat MVP-caliber quarterbacks like Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, and Mahomes. I think the Broncos are kind of the next team that could do it, but I don't really see anybody else in the AFC. I mean, you can make a case for the Broncos or the Bengals or maybe the Texans, but I'm not doing it. I don't see those teams winning three playoff games. I don't see them beating teams like the Bills, Ravens, and Chiefs back-to-back. NFC might be a little bit more open, but I really have a tough time picturing it being anybody ultimately other than probably the Eagles and the Packers at this point. So I would say five teams. You know, the Lions would surprise me after losing Ragnow and those new coordinators. You know, this trade that the Cowboys just made, that might have changed everything.
That's insane.
Right? I mean, you know, you're talking about a guy I think is the best defensive player in football. And there's a lot of statistics out there that he's like a generational defensive player. When you think of his pressures, the pressures he gets versus double teams, you know, what the Cowboys defense is when he's on the field versus off. You know, I think maybe I referenced this. I don't know. I talked to a million people, but on the betting podcast, the Even Money betting podcast, he also said that he's a sports handicapper, my co-host, Steve Fezzik. Micah Parsons is worth a point and a half on the point spread every game he's in, for no matter what team he's on.
Wow, that's insane for a defensive player.
The Cowboys
player.
Just lost. That's what the Packers just got. That's as high as I've ever heard for a non-core. A point and a half is huge for one player. To make that much of a difference, that is gigantic. And the Packers just got – and I already thought the Packers were going to be good, right? So now I think Packers and Eagles probably co-favorites in the NFC.
When you look at – just out of curiosity, did Jerry Jones also personally negotiate or try to negotiate your contract with the Cowboys?
No. Jerry Jones only talked to me a couple times, but that's okay. That was more than Daniel Snyder, who talked to me exactly zero times. And I was an exclusive rights free agent. So they said, here's your $375. And I said, thank you, sir. May I have another? And I took it. And then, when they cut me, I talked to Parcells and I said, you're cutting me after minicamp? And he said, well, listen, I know all the CEOs of all the firms on Wall Street. I'm like, dude, I went to Princeton. I don't need a Wall Street job. I can get that. I want a job in football. Thank goodness he did that because I went to Buffalo and had the best 3 years of my career. So that ended up being a major, major blessing in disguise.
Ross, great to have you back on the show, man. We'll have a fun football season. Thanks so much.
Can't wait. It's going to be awesome. Have fun, boys. See you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.